Come, Amazing Grace. And Walter Soul writes, I was somewhat resentful when Tadeu Coelho asked me to write a solo for alto flute that would involve the tune of Amazing Grace. For one thing, I almost never quote the music of others in my own work. Up to now, I calculated 4 notes of Beethoven, a rock and roll riff, and 3 pieces by my younger daughter, Marianne. Secondly, I knew that this amazing pentatonic tune that has endeared itself and its good news to much of the world would win against anything I could compose and therefore emerge as the more memorable part of this work. My notes would simply fade in importance and weight against its notes. And then I realized that this very thing had to happen in both my life and in the music the Lord entrusts me to write. John the Baptist stated it best. He, Jesus Christ, must increase, but I must decrease. John 3:30. Therefore, if the few notes I write must retreat before this God-breathed melody, so be it. How then would my life story intersect in a new and captivating way with this universal story of God's grace? Come, Amazing Grace fits a 12-tone role, and its disjointed melodies representing the chaos of humanity ordering life according to its whims against the sweet music of Jesus Christ's Amazing Grace. At first, only a few notes appear, but the music becomes more and more permeated with Amazing Grace until the notes of the 12-tone roll themselves become grace notes to the universal melody of the grace of God. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9.